Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, and Facebook group. And I am also still in the throes of this wonderful cold. So, if you like my sexy radio voice, I do appreciate it, but it's not intentional, and hopefully it doesn't stick around much longer. But I have had a little energy during the day to get up and do anything, so I have turned into the couch potato, and that means I've been binge-watching. And what have I been binge watching? You see, with this wonderful cold, I can't even get my tongue out of my mouth. Well, I found myself pretty much ass deep into Colony. Colony is available on Netflix right now. I believe it's all of 3 seasons, total of 36 episodes. And it is about an alien race that we don't learn much about in season 3, pretty much, or, all right, season 2. I'm not going to spoil anything for those who haven't seen it yet. Like I said, I hadn't seen this, and it had popped up in my recommended shows on occasions. But aliens come, they pretty much eliminate people of leadership importance as they set off in, I guess, an EMP device, shutting down all electronics. They take out many of our FBI agents, special forces, yada, you name it. These things are taken out pretty much behind the scenes as the aliens are setting this up. And then they divide the world into these blocks. So, Los Angeles is a block, and Seattle's a block, and I guess Dallas was a block until it got eliminated. Oh, ooh, that is a spoiler. I do apologize. And I guess that would mean there's no North Texas RPG Con going on. But all these blocks are kind of run like individual fiefdoms in a lot of ways. They're run differently. I could see this working pretty decently. If you want to do like a contemporary sci-fi and set it up with the Resistance, because you could be, you know, some of the alien tech has filtered down, not much, but some of it has, and it's interesting because, like I said, leadership shows in these different blocks, and reprisals show based upon how effective the Resistance is. It was enough to keep me pretty focused on it. I began season 3 this morning, I guess. Yeah, I guess I've been binge watching. That's a lot of episodes to watch. I think I started watching on maybe Monday. It could have been Tuesday, and I'm already in season 3. So that means I've watched probably about 25 episodes of this thing right now. And then I realized, as I was like, oh, maybe I gotta take a short break from this. I'm like, oh my god, I never watched the last season of The Punisher. I'd like to catch it, excuse me, on Netflix before it goes off to, well, Disney Plus, which I already have my Disney Plus subscription. The Mandalorian was worth it on its own. And I gotta say, I am liking the Punisher series thus far. I think I am, I don't know, 3 or 4 episodes into it because it seems to be having not fully closed off storylines within it, but storylines that go on for 2 or 3 episodes and then close most of its dangling participles and or dangling threads. And then it continues with some of that still open, but you can stop and walk away for a bit and I feel like you were left on the edge of your seat, which is good, because the way I'm feeling, I don't know if I'm going to be watching something and falling asleep as I'm watching it. So, yeah. The great thing about being sick is that you don't feel guilty about binge watching. Does that mean I feel guilty about binge watching in general? Yeah, that's pretty much why I do it. Usually, like late at night, after Rach has gone to sleep, because she has to work and I don't, and I'll binge 2 or 3 episodes. I was watching The Prisoner before. I'm in the middle of The Prisoner's Wild West episode, which kind of made me hit pause on myself because it threw a monkey wrench into my whole Prisoner British. And all of a sudden, it's like, he's in the Old West? How the hell did this? But I might go back to that tonight and finish that off. That's over on Amazon Prime. And then, of course, I have to finish that off. I got to go back and watch Secret Agent Man. And I would sing the Secret Agent Man song. Yeah, I'll give you a few bars. Secret Agent Man. But I sound like shit on a cracker, like I said. So you probably don't want to hear me sing Secret Agent Man. They've given you a number and taken away your name. So, folks, on that note, don't be totally surprised if at some point I miss an episode in the next couple of days because my voice might not hold up. I've got Tavern Chat live hangout as I'm recording this Thursday night. It's about 8:56 right now. So in about 4 minutes, I've got Tavern Chat on the Tank Cars Tavern Discord server. And I usually host that now every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. And God only knows how long I'll last because that 7 minutes of this is making my throat raw. So we shall see. All right, folks, as always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.